¿Te gusta sentirte libre? ¿Necesitas Radio Enlace?
Ahora la radio te necesita a ti.
Colabora. Entra en la asociación Radio Enlace o hazte simpatizante.
Infórmate en www.radioenlace.org.
Radio Enlace.
Tu radio.
Tu voz.
Muy buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. 107.5 FM, Back on the Waves. Pues ya han pasado las 8 de la tarde y como siempre damos las gracias al gran DJ Gutiérrez aquí en 107.5 FM con vosotros hasta las 8 todos los sábados. Nunca falta, ya sabéis, Radio Enlace, vuestra voz y nuestra comida. Pues ya hemos aterrizado aquí en el estudio Radio Enlace, www.radioenlace.org. En inglés es radioenlace.org. In case you're wondering. Punto, no puto. Y seguimos aquí hasta las 9 con buena música. Only en el foro musical de Mr. Kiao. Here 107.5 FM, the former musical Mr. Kyo, Jimmy Smith, Mojo Working, American jazz musician who achieves the rare distinction of releasing a series of instrumental jazz albums that charted the Billboard many times, and he helped popularize the Hammond B3 electric organ, creating an indelible link between 1960s soul and jazz improvisation. Jimmy Smith. Real name, James Oscar Smith, born 1925, Pennsylvania, United States of America. He was active until 2005, doing his hard bop, mainstream jazz, and jazz funk, jazz fusion. Only 107.5. Big shout out to all listeners out there. You know who you are. well, born James Oscar Smith in Pennsylvania at the age of 6. He joined his father doing a song and dance routine in clubs. Began teaching himself to play the piano. And when he was only 9 years old, Smith won a Philadelphia radio talent contest as a boogie-woogie pianist. Spent some time in the Navy, became further a musician. Education 1948 with 1 year at the Royal Hamilton College of Music. And then more in Philadelphia. Jimmy Smith. From 1951 and 1954, he played piano and then organ in Philly R&B bands with the likes of Don Gardner and the Sonatones. And he switched to organ permanently in 1954 after hearing Will Bill Davis. But we'll be listening a little bit more and talking a little bit more about Jimmy Smith. Great organist. From a wow organist to a wow singer-songwriter, Tommy Tucker, also piano player, singer-songwriter, pianist, with that blues music. Tommy Tucker, born Robert Hingenbotham, 1933, American blues singer and pianist. Best known for his 1964 hit song, High Heel Sneakers, that went to number 11 on the Billboard 100 chart and peaked number 23 in the UK singles charts. Well, here we go with a little bit of High Heel Sneakers from 1964, Tommy Tucker, only in 107.5 FM. Oh, yes.
Might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on. Thank you. Hey! You got my own.
Well, here in the studio 107.5 FM Radio Nace, full musical Mr. Q till 9 o'clock. Big shout to listeners. It was St. Patrick's not long ago, so big shout to Patrick if you're tuning in here 107.5. Quarter past 8 o'clock here. We continue with Tommy Tucker, Alamonoi.
George, can you do something? Alamon is killing me.
Well, we'll be listening to a bit more of Tommy Tucker following this one. Born Robert Higginbotham. That's pronounced correctly, not Higginbottom. To Leroy and Mary Higginbottom. Fifth of 11 children. 11 children, believe me. Springfield, Ohio. You know, they didn't think of contraception in those days. 11 fucking kids, you gotta be kidding, though. And this one came out playing the blues.
Well, I'm wondering, Judge, your honor.
Well, follow his release, Tucker's release of Long Tall Shorty, which was less successful. Nevertheless, musicians that played on his albums included Louisiana Red, Willie Dixon, and Donny Hathaway.
Let me hear you play one there, baby.
And he also co-wrote with Atlantic Records founder executive Ahmed Ertegun, called My Girl, I Really Love Her Soul. But he left the music industry in the late 60s, taking position as a real estate agent in New Jersey. There they are. Also did some freelance writing for a local newspaper in East Orange, New Jersey, and writing of the plight and ignorance of black males in America, and the exploitation of African Americans in general by the white-dominated media. As they are today, Tucker currently has 4 albums selling in Europe and over the internet through the Red Lightning record label.
Please have mercy, Judge, your honor. I'm as poor as I can be. Ain't no money in my pocket since way back in 53. Cut down on my payment. Alimony, alimony is killing me.
107.5.
She's got 13 children.
Well, Tucker was also the father of up-and-coming blues artist Teenie Tucker, real name Regina Westbrook, and was the cousin of Joan Higginbottom, the US female astronaut who launched in 2006 on the Space Shuttle Discovery. He was also friends with Davy Moore, the featherweight who died following a boxing contest with Sugar Ramos, and Johnny Lyle, the renowned vibraphonist, and unfortunately died in 1982 at the age of 48 in New Jersey. Well, apparently food poisoning, eh? Could have been drink poisoning. And here's Tommy Tucker with Drunk. Happy St. Patrick's.
What an awful way to be. Drunk, drunk. My head is bad and woe is me. All I need, man, is a real warm bun when I get drunk. This woman in a bar, drunk. She asked me, could she drive my car? Now let me tell you how my car got jumped. I got drunk. I really got drunk. Now when she first got in, I started to grin, 'cause man, she was driving real neat. Wham! Bam! Hot dog! Now I got to use my feet, 'cause I was drunk, drunk. I spent my unemployment check, oh shucks. Drunk, drunk. My baby's gonna ring my neck. Now let me tell y'all how I went the phone. I got drunk. I really got drunk.
Q. Well, from one drunk Tommy Tucker to another great man, Bo Diddley, yes, born 1928, passed away 2008, American R&B singer.
I can tell because it's plain to see. I can tell the way you look at me. Love me no more. I ask you no more.
telephone. Hit a knock on your door, they say that you ain't home. You're supposed to let me in and tell me I can't wait. When you come home, you show up real late.
I Can Tell by Bo Diddley, actually written by John Kidd and the Pirates, 1962. We continue with Pretty Thing. 1955 song written by Chess Records bassist songwriter Willie Dixon and performed by Bo Diddley. Only with Mr. Q.
You pretty thing.
Performed by Bo Diddley, the song was Diddley's third single release through Checker Records after Diddley's Daddy. The song was later released in the UK and it became Diddley's first and only two songs appearing in the UK singles charts, the only being Hey Good Looking. Well, we continue with some Jimmy Smith and a little bit of honky tonk as we feel honky tonky here till 9 o'clock, 107.5 FM. With Mr. Q. Q. Whilst we're on, it's coming up to 8:30 local time here, 1 hour less in the UK and in Canary Islands. Big shout out to the UK mob. Andaya, Arlette, if you're tuning in. Love ya, Muriel, Manu. Barcelona. Chasplau. Montelaredu. Y El Gazar. Las Castillas. Buen desayuno, José. Espero que el café es bueno. And my love to all the listeners out there. Only with Mr. Q. Past minutes, 8 o'clock here, tuning in to 107.5 FM. Jimmy Smith, Honky Tonk. He actually made the Hammond B3 organ very famous. He purchased his first Hammond organ, rented a warehouse to practice it, and emerged after a little more than a year. 1 year. And upon hearing him playing in a Philadelphia club, Blue Note's Alfred Leon immediately signed him to the label, and his second album, The Champ. For those who know about jazz music, The Champ quickly established Smith as a new star on the jazz scene. Prolific recording artist, and as a leader dubbed the incredible Jimmy Smith, he recorded around 40 sessions for Blue Note in just 8 years, beginning in 1956. House Party, The Sermon, Home Cooking, Midnight Special, Back in the Chicken Shack, and Prayer Meeting. 62, he changed the Verve label. That's where he published the earlier song we tuned into, Got My Mojo Working, amongst many others. During the 50s and 60s, he recorded with some of the great jazz musicians of the day, such as Kenny Burrell, George Benson, Grant Green, Stanley Turrentine, Lee Morgan, and many more. 70s. In the 1970s, Smith opened his own super club in the North Hollywood neighborhood of L.A., California. The 72 album Root Down, considered a seminal influence on later generations of funk and hip-hop musicians, recorded live at the club. And we all know what the champ did to hip-hop music, eh? Well, a small revival in the 80s and 90s, after recording again for Blue Note and Verve, and for the Milestone and Elektra Records. He recorded with people like Quincy Jones, Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson. He plays on the little track of the Bad album. That's Jimmy Smith, Honky Tonk. We're going to continue a little bit more of Jimmy Smith here in 107.5 FM only. En el foro musical de Mr. Q.
Me gusta Mr. Q.
Music here, Jimmy Smith, The Cat, 1964, and his last major album, Dotcom Blues, and the Verve album, 2001, featured many special guests such as B.B. King and Dr. John and Etta James also, and Smith is it, and his wife, Lola, moved to Scottsdale, Arizona in 2004, but she passed away through cancer a few months later. He later recorded an album, Legacy, with Joe DeFrancesco, and the two began preparation to go on tour. However, unfortunately, before this could happen, Smith was found, passed away on the 8th of February 2005 at his Scottsdale home by his manager, Robert Clayton. Deemed to have passed away in his sleep of natural causes, survived by two sisters and three kids. Electric organist, Jimmy Smith.
Ababuka. Ababuka. Ababuca.
FM here, Bang Bang Latin Boogaloo. Gilberto Miguel Calderón, better known as Joe Cuba. Born 1931, American conga drummer and Puerto Rican descent, regarded as the father of Latin Boogaloo. Conocido artísticamente como Joe Cuba, es Gilberto Miguel Calderón Cardona, nacido en Nueva York, Estados Unidos, el 22 de abril del 1931, y nos ha quitado en 2009. Fue un cantante y percusionista de jazz latino, de origen puertorriqueño, y recibió el apelativo de padre del Bulu, Bugalú, Bip Bip. Well, passing from the Bang Bang, the Boogaloo sounds, the Valentinos, also known as the Womack Brothers. A Cleveland, Ohio-based R&B group, we'll be tuning into them in a minute. And mainly famous for launching the careers of brothers Bobby Womack and Cecile Womack. Former brother finding bigger fame as a solo artist, and the latter finding success as a member of the husband and wife team of Womack and Womack. Well, during their 22-year existence, the group was known for R&B hits such as Looking for a Love, notably covered by the Jay Gillis Band, and also later a solo hit for Bobby Womack and It's All Over Now, covered by the Rolling Stones. Well, here we go with the Valentinos, It's All Over Now, yes, the original, which was covered later by the Rolling Stones, only in El Foro Musical de Mr. Q. The Valentinos, It's All Over. 107.5. Big shout out to Road Dog and Sassy for tuning in. And Sunseeker.
Burning now, it's burning.
Well, all right. Well, well, well. On drums, Cedric Burnside.
Only with Mr. Q. Las 8:45 aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra que en Anías. 8:45 here, till 9 o'clock with you, 107.5 FM, for the musical de Mr. Kiao.
Don't you let my baby ride, man. Don't you let my baby ride.
I'm blind.
Baby ride, man, don't you let my baby ride, man, don't you let my baby ride, man, don't you let my baby ride.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Back on the ways here, 107.5 FM, finishing off with R.L. Burnside, not to be confused with R.H. Burnside, stage director, known as R.L. Burnside, Robert Lee Burnside, born 1926, American blues singer, songwriter and guitarist. He played music for much of his life but received little recognition before the early 1990s. In the latter half of the decade, Burnside recorded and toured with John Spencer, garnering crossover appeal and introducing his music to a new fan base in the punk and garage rock scene, but predominantly a blues Mississippi hometown guitarist.
Oh, I've had something on my mind.
Magnificent. I'm back with the shaggy of a soul, boss, most turnery, stormy, sound of soul.
just bad, you know.
Well, we're still tuning into Ariel Burnside. It's Bangino remixed. And what's coming up on our shores? The festivals for this year, 2017. We can start with May the 31st, Primavera Sound, Sonido de Primavera in Barcelona, 31 de Mayo hasta 4 de Junio, 31 May to June 4th, followed by Sonar Barcelona on the June 15th to 17th. We've also got Azkena Rock Festival in Vitoria, Gasteiz, in 23 and 24 de Junio, June 23, 24, in Bilbao, in Vitoria, actually. Download Festival Spain in Madrid, 23, 24, June also. Vida Festival in Barcelona, June 28th to July the 2nd. And the Bilbao one is BBK Live, July 6 to 8. Don't miss that one. Great bands playing there. The Cruïlla Barcelona 2017 Festival on July 7 to 8. Mad Cool Festival in Madrid, 6 to the 8th of July. A Resurrection Festival, Vivero in Spain, 5th to 8th of July also, in Benicassim in the south of Spain, July 13th through the 16th, that's Benicassim. And we finish with the festivals in Spain in August with the Arenal Sound, Burriana, August the 1st to the 6th.
You ask me why?
You ask me why? Because we love music.
I just went on tour. You ask me why? I just went on tour.
Turkish. Oh, Tommy, there's a gun in your trousers. What is a gun doing in your trousers?
It's for protection.
Protection from what? The Germans?
I can't play this modern. A little bit. See? Took me a long time to learn to pull that handle, boy. You gotta know how to pull your handle. Yeah.
Well, finishing off here, 5 minutes to 9 o'clock, Leave Ya and Love Ya, Baby, What Do You Want Me To Do? This one's sung by another great artist, a guy nobody knows much of, Elvis Presley, only with Mr. Q.
We're going up. Doing what you want me. Oh baby, what do you want me to do? You got me peeping, got me hiding, got me peeping, hide peeping anyway you wanna lay roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me. Oh baby, what you want me to do?
Hey, Jim.
You.
estamos terminando para hoy en el Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Os dejo y os quiero a todos los oyentes por ahí que escuchan 107.5 FM. Livia en Navia, hasta el sábado que viene. Bye, bye.
We're going up. We're going down. We're going up, down, down, up, anywhere you wanna roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me. Oh, baby, what do you want me to do? You got me peeping. You got me hiding. You got me peeping, hiding, peeping anywhere you wanna let roll. Yeah. Yeah. You got me doing what you want me. Oh baby, what you want me to do?